What does it actually mean to be a health rebel? If you've been listening to this podcast for a little while, or if you get our weekly email newsletter, you've probably heard me use that term before. But have you ever actually wondered what it means? Or more importantly, whether it applies to you? Are you a health rebel? Well, that's exactly what today's episode is going to help you find out. Welcome to the Feel Better, Live Free podcast brought to you by Thinlicious. I'm your host, Ruth Sukup, and here we'll talk about everything from the science of weight loss to practical tips for making your health a priority in the midst of a busy life. It's a little bit nerdy, a little bit funny, and a little bit revolutionary. So buckle up, friend, because it's about to get real. Hey there, and welcome back to the Feel Better, Live Free podcast. Once again, my name is Ruth Sukup, and I'm the founder of Thinlicious and the Thin Adapted System, as well as the New York Times bestselling author of 7 books. And I am also a proud health rebel. In fact, I kind of wear that label like a badge of honor. But even though I talk about being a health rebel and I use that term a lot, I've realized that I don't think I've ever actually taken the time to explain exactly what that means to me or why I think it's so important. So today I thought that we could talk about it, just in case you've been wondering whether you are actually a health rebel too. And I think this is going to be a fun episode, and I'm going to warn you right now about a couple of things. Number one, this episode might be a little bit spicy because if you haven't heard, I fell down the stairs a few days ago and I'm still feeling pretty sore and banged up, and that probably has me feeling a little feistier than normal. And also, if you notice that my voice and my mouth sounds a little different and I have a little tiny bit of a lisp, it's because I have to wear a retainer because I knocked a tooth out and I'm dealing with that as well. So you're going to get feisty, lispy Ruth today. And that's going to be an adventure. But before we dive in, I do just want to remind you of one very important thing real quickly. Our brand new Thinlicious app is launching very, very soon. And oh my gosh, you guys, I am so freaking excited about this that I cannot even stand it. I can't wait to get it in your hands. I'm so excited about how this tool is going to make losing weight and getting healthy so much easier and so much more convenient day to day. If you missed it, I actually did a whole episode a couple of weeks ago explaining how it's going to work and why it's so cool. So if you haven't listened to that yet, definitely go check that episode out. But for right now, there is one thing that you have to do if you haven't done this already. Make sure that you get on the waitlist by going to thinlicious.com/waitlist so that you can be one of our early adopters. Because for this first round, we are opening up access only to a small group of what we call early adopters so that we can make sure everything's working the way that we want it to and that we can make sure that we have enough of our certified coaches on hand to support everybody, because you get that coach access right inside the app. And so if you want to be an early adopter, which gets you access to a free trial and more than $800 in freaking awesome bonus gifts just for trying it out, you have to be on the waitlist. So go do that right now. Again, that URL is thinlicious.com/waitlist. You got it? Okay, good. All right, so with that out of the way, let's chitty chat about the topic of the day that I really want to get into. What does it actually mean to be a health rebel? And how do you know that you're a health rebel? Because I will tell you, I don't think I really understood what that meant or how it applied to me for a very long time. In fact, if you had asked me a few years ago, I don't think that's how I would have identified, right? I wouldn't have said, oh yeah, I'm a health rebel. And yet I do think the seeds were probably planted for me a long time ago, back when I had my whole depression experience and, you know, just a lot of things that happened way back then, 25 years ago, when I went through this really serious depression that sort of started planting the seeds for my skepticism towards the healthcare industry and all sorts of stuff. But if you've listened to this podcast before, you've probably heard me talk about my journey, right? Especially my weight loss journey, maybe many times before, how I struggled and struggled and struggled and struggled for so many years trying to lose weight and get healthy. It was just this constant battle, right? And if you're fighting that battle right now, you probably know exactly what I'm talking about because you've experienced it too. I went on so many different diets over the years. Honestly, I can't even tell you how many different diets, but it was basically like every couple of months, right? I'd be on to something new and I was always like, oh, this is going to be the one, right? This is going to be the one that's going to be different. This is going to be the one that finally helps me lose the weight and does all the things and gets me to a place where I'm finally happy with my body and comfortable in my own skin. And I wanted that so bad. I wanted to feel good in my clothes. I wanted to not be embarrassed to put on a swimsuit. I wanted to stop trying to hide my weight, right? Like, does anybody else do this? You buy all the clothes that you like, right? That all the experts say is like how you can hide your body. Basically, like blazers, right? I'd have bold colors and like contrasting colors on a top and with a flattering neckline and then some big statement jewelry and blazers on top of that. And right, all the things that I would try to do to make myself, how to dress yourself 20 pounds thinner, except I was 40 pounds overweight. So it still didn't help, right? And wearing Spanx. Is anybody else so over Spanx, right? I love them. I love Sarah Blakely. I think it's an amazing company. But I live in Florida where it's 95 degrees like 9 months out of the year. And I'm wearing these like full body Spanx to try to suck everything in. I wanted to be done with that. And I wanted to actually feel confident when I walk into a room. And instead of always, I always felt, because I'm very tall, if you don't know this about me, I'm actually 6'2", which is kind of gigantic, right? I'm like this huge tall girl. So even when I'm like a normal healthy weight, I still take up a lot of space, which is a good thing. I'm not sad about that, right? I like being tall. I like being eye to eye. A lot of times with like men in business situations, I find that to be very handy. But that's not how I felt, right? Like I didn't feel confident when I would walk in a room. I felt like the awkward big girl. Like I was taking up so much space that I was going to knock something over, like a bull in a china shop or something. That's always how I felt, like this just kind of like big awkward girl. And I thought that diets and more willpower were the answer to my problem. And honestly, I couldn't figure out where I was going so wrong, right? Because I'm not an unmotivated person. And I didn't necessarily feel like I was living like a super unhealthy lifestyle, right? I'm not like a total idiot when it comes to food and eating. And I thought I was relatively healthy, right? Yeah, I know we ate out a lot and we did because we were busy, right? I didn't really always have the time and energy to cook as I was growing my business and focused on my business. But I was a vegetarian and I ate tons of vegetables and fruit and I love fruit and vegetables. And I thought that I was actually being healthy as a vegetarian because everybody's always talking about how healthy it is to be plant-based, right? I ate lots of like soy products and Boca burgers. And I always thought like, oh, isn't this like it says it's healthy on the package. That's got to be healthy. And I'd make green smoothies every morning thinking that those were really good for me, not realizing that they were so loaded with so much sugar. And it was probably the worst thing possible that I could eat, right? I'd eat yogurt and granola thinking that that was so good for me. Again, not realizing that the sugar was killing me, that the sugar content of, you know, regular yogurt that's like regular sugar-based yogurt with granola, which is so high in carbohydrates and sugar, right? That I was thinking, here I'm thinking I'm seeing so healthy and it's so bad for me, right? Literally killing me. And then over and over again, I'd be like, okay, I'm going to do this, right? I'm going to get serious. I'm going to count my calories and I'm going to cut back and I'm going to keep track of what I'm eating and I'm not going to eat anything but rice cakes and salads or cabbage soup or whatever my diet of the day happened to be. I did Weight Watchers for a long time, counted all those stupid points and got all excited about my 0 point meals and my 0 point date, right? Like, it was always the same depressing story. I'd lose a few pounds if I was lucky, and then I'd get so hungry that I couldn't function, then I'd fall off the wagon and I would gain all the weight right back over and over and over and over and over again, right? For years and years and years and years. And this is why I'm telling you this again, because you maybe heard it before. But when I look back at all of that time that I wasted in that struggle, right? All of the time that I wasted feeling guilty and miserable and uncomfortable, all that shame and embarrassment, like, it makes me crazy. It makes me so sad for myself. Like, looking back at all of that time spent and all that time wasted and all of that like heartache through all those years, it makes me sad for myself, but it also makes me so sad for all the women out there who are experiencing the exact same thing. But this is the part. This is where you're going to get feisty today. Feisty lispy Ruth. Because it also makes me angry, right? It makes me angry because now I understand and now I know that there is a much better solution to this, right? What I thought was doing was so bad and dangerous, but it was what everybody was telling me to do. And there actually is a solution, and it's actually really, really simple. It's not counting calories, right? It's not counting stupid points that are so dumb that I could do a whole episode on how dumb that whole thing is, but I won't. But it's eating in a way that's going to balance your hormones and reduce insulin resistance and heal your gut. It is nourishing your body with the right foods, eating lots of nutrient-dense proteins, right? Meat, eating lots of meat and lots of hormone-supporting healthy fats, while at the same time getting rid of all that crap food that is causing the crisis, right? The sugar and the highly processed garbage, all the fake Frankenfoods that we keep being told are somehow good for us. They're not. If it's made in a factory, it's not good for you, right? But nobody talks about this. That's not what people are saying. That's not what the experts are saying. And that's not what our doctors are telling us, because it's not what the food industry wants us to believe and not what Big Pharma wants us to believe either. And there's this huge, terrible, sinister conspiracy to keep us sick and fat. And the sad thing is about all of it is that it's working. It's working. Their conspiracy is going exactly as planned, because as a society, we are sicker and fatter than ever before. And I guess that right there, right? That right there is what makes me a health rebel, because I see it. I see the truth of what's actually happening, what's actually going on, and I am willing to talk about it, right? We've unleashed the floodgates now. And not only that, I am willing to live my life differently and make different choices because of it too. And so if you want to know whether you're actually a health rebel, here are the big seven signs. Big signs, right? I was trying to think about, like, what are they? What are the things that I think would be the indicators that if you are a health rebel, you're going to go, yep, 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 yep. So buckle up, friends, because we're getting into it. You ready? Are you ready? It's going to be good. Guess what number one is? Number one, first big sign that you are on the health rebel track is that you have lost your trust in big food, big pharma, and big media. Yep. And maybe this is where I'm going to get spicy, y'all, because maybe you used to trust them, right? Or maybe you never even thought about it before. But I don't know about you, but in the last couple of years, especially since the pandemic and COVID-19 and the constantly changing narrative that all of these companies were giving us, you have maybe developed a huge amount of skepticism towards anyone who says they have your best interest in mind when you can tell they really don't. So, and I've never talked about the vaccine before. I feel like that's been like kind of a hot button in society that I have just managed to avoid. And I'm sure, as you can imagine, I have very strong opinions about it. But let's just go there a little bit, because maybe you got the vaccine because you were forced to, but now you regret it, right? Or maybe you refuse to get the vaccine, but experience the backlash of being ostracized for it and publicly shamed when all you felt like was you were making the best choice, the right choice for your own health, right? Like, we should all have the right to make our best decisions for our own health. But that was not the case with the vaccine. It was either you're an anti-vaxxer or get this vaccine, right? And then there was all the shaming, the public shaming that went on. And I don't know where you stand, right? I'm sure listening to this podcast, there's probably a huge mix of people. Like, you either got the vaccine, maybe you're happy, still happy you got the vaccine. If so, then you're probably not much of a health rebel. So we'll see. We'll see how we go. But maybe you were forced to, right? I have a lot of people in my life that were forced to get vaccinated for whatever reason, to keep their job or to be able to continue to play sports or whatever it was, that there was a lot of reason, or they just felt like everybody's saying it and I have to go do it. And then I've dealt with a lot of people who have a huge amount of regret over that. And I think that when I go here, this is not a conspiracy theorist thing, right? It's not trusting big food and big pharma at this point. I don't think that makes you a conspiracy theorist, frankly. I think it makes you aware of what's happening, because you don't have to be a conspiracy theorist to believe that profits and health are not a good mix, right? That those are two opposing goals, and that anytime a company's goal is to be as profitable as possible and make as much money as possible, there's a huge conflict of interest there. And you can see that conflict of interest, right? You can see the conflict of interest in the way information is being shoved down our throats and the way huge corporations are paying off the media and the doctors and the medical schools to make sure that the only narrative that gets sold to us is the one that they want us to hear. And now you can see the lies, right? And now that your eyes have been opened, you can't unsee it. And by the way, in case you somehow missed it, I did a big episode on this a couple of weeks ago where I really just laid it all out there, right? The whole case against big food and big pharma and the money trail and all of it. I'm kind of on a tear right now. So if you haven't listened to that one, I don't have a lisp in that episode. Go back and take the time to listen, because it is a big one and it's actually really important. But I do feel like that's kind of the first big sign that you might be a health rebel. You're just not buying it anymore. You're not buying the lies. You're like, big food, big pharma, big media, I'm on to you. I ain't buying this crap anymore. So that's number one. Number two sign that you might be a health rebel is that you are done with dieting, right? You're like, nope, I've been there, done that. I ain't doing that anymore. You have been there and done that more times than you can count. You are finally to a point in your life where you realize that diets don't work. They don't work. And you need something real and sustainable that you can actually stick with for life. You're like, I'm not doing that anymore. I'm not going to starve myself. I'm not going to count the points. I'm not going to eat some nasty prepackaged meals or nothing but soup or dry, tasteless salads with fat-free dressing for weeks and months and end. I'm not going to live in that sort of misery. You're done with it. You're done with the shame. You're done with the guilt. You're done with the deprivation. You want a lifestyle change, not a diet. For me, this happened, I think, for me as my kids got older. When kids are little, they're not really paying attention to a lot of things, right? They're pretty oblivious to most things. I mean, even teenagers are mostly oblivious. However, teenage girls do pay attention to what you eat. And that was for me the big thing when I realized that I needed to come up with something that wasn't a diet. I didn't want, my girls were to the point where I knew they would notice if I was depriving myself. And I didn't want them to see that. I want them to see me have a healthy relationship with food, to be eating lots of great, really healthy food that's good for me and nourishing my body. And so that was sort of my moment, right? To go, I can't do this anymore. As a mom, I cannot in good faith show them, model something for them that I don't want them to grow up believing is normal. And that was kind of that was really one of my big turning points. So maybe that's it for you, right? You're just to a point where you're like, I'm not going to diet anymore. I'm just, whatever it is that I have to do, it's not that. I'm done. I am done. Life is too short. I want to actually enjoy my life. You want something that actually works. So I would say that's the second sign that you are on the health rebel path. You are like dieting, it's just not even on the table anymore, right? It's not even an option. The third sign that you might be a health rebel is that for you, this journey towards better health, right? It's not just about weight loss anymore. It's actually about wellness, right? Overall wellness. It's not just about fitting into your skinny jeans. And yes, you wouldn't mind shedding excess pounds or looking better in your clothes or feeling more confident in your body, right? Which of us wouldn't want that? Of course we want that. But you're far more interested in overall wellness and actually feeling good, right? Actually feeling good in your insides, not just looking good. And so for that reason, you're not that interested in all the new weight loss drugs that everybody's talking about, right? Ozempic, Wegovy, what the other ones, semaglutide. Maybe you tried them, right? Maybe you're like, maybe this is a thing, or maybe your doctor recommended it for you because doctors all over the place are talking about it and prescribing it like crazy. And maybe you tried it and it made you feel awful, or you tried it, but you were like, side effects. I'm pretty worried about all of the side effects that I've been hearing about. Or maybe there's just something inside of you like that viscerally is like, this does not feel right, right? Like I resist the idea of being stuck taking medicine for the rest of my life when I intuitively know that the real solution is to actually heal my body as a whole and not just try to mask the symptoms. Because what you really want is a total health transformation, not just the weight loss. Yes, weight loss would be great, right? That's a great side effect. But what you want is the whole package, the whole shebang, the whole enchilada, so to speak. You want to sleep better, right? You want to sleep better and wake up feeling totally energized and just raring to go. You want to be free of inflammation and chronic pain and headaches and indigestion and heartburn, right? No more of that. You want to feel strong and vibrant and confident. You want your gut to be healthy and your hormones to be balanced and functioning properly instead of being all out of whack. You want to reverse all those health conditions that are preventing you from feeling your best right now, the insulin resistance and the prediabetes and the high cholesterol. You want to be off all of the drugs and medications that your doctor keeps prescribing because you know they're only masking the symptoms, right? They're not actually fixing anything. You want your metabolism to be healthy again, to have the kind of metabolic flexibility that allows you actual flexibility, right? To be able to eat healthy most of the time, but to still indulge sometimes, to enjoy some of those not so healthy foods that you love, just not all the time. You want the total package, real wellness, insides that feel as good as you look outside. So that I think is the third sign that you're ready to be a health rebel, right? That you want wellness, not just weight loss. The fourth sign that you might be a health rebel, and honestly, it sort of makes me sad that this is even considered rebellious these days, but it's that you intuitively know and understand that and believe, right, that whole foods, the way that nature created them and intended them to be, are so much better for you than anything that's created in a lab in a factory. And so nobody has to tell you that real meat from real animals is always going to be better for you than some ultra-processed frankenfood fake meat product, no matter how much the media wants to tell you, oh, this frankenfood is great, right? How much Bill Gates talks about it, so sick of that guy, how much he tries to convince you that going vegan is somehow better for the planet and for your health, right? You're just not even buying that bullshit. You're like, done. Nope. Not talk to the hand, not going to happen for me. And you also have realized that just because savvy food marketers cover all of their packaging with little hearts and very convincing buzzwords, things like made with whole grains and all natural and low fat and heart healthy and made with real fruit and organic and antioxidant rich and high fiber and no added sugar, right? All of the keywords and whatever other pseudo healthy descriptions they can think of, that most of the food you still understand that most of the food that you find in the grocery store, especially anything that comes in a package from a factory, isn't actually good for you. So you're onto it, right? You're on to the fact that all the food additives and preservatives and chemicals and high fructose corn syrup and the processed seed oils that are in almost everything that we eat these days has literally wreaked havoc on our health. It has caused an epidemic of insulin resistance and almost destroyed our gut biomes. And so even though, right, it's hard to get away from it, you might still be eating more processed foods than you'd like to be at this point. You still understand and believe that whole unprocessed foods, real meat, real fruit, real vegetables, real eggs, real dairy, right? All of those things are always going to be better for you than anything that gets created in a lab. And like I said, it makes me sad that this is somehow rebellious, but these days it actually is. So that's the fourth sign. The fifth sign that you're solidly on the health rebel path is that you see a strong connection between mental health and physical health, because now you realize and you see that it's all related, right? It doesn't surprise you that there's a mental health crisis in this country, given that there's also an obesity epidemic going on. Those two things are not unrelated. And you understand that stress and anxiety and depression are not just inconvenient states of mind. They are powerful enough to mess with your immune system and your weight and your longevity. And you also understand that serotonin, which is the happiness hormone, is produced primarily in the gut. So anybody that's struggling with poor digestion and an unhealthy gut is also likely to be struggling with mental health issues. And I've mentioned this before in previous episodes, but this one is really personal to me because I have struggled with mental illness and depression. In fact, it almost killed me, like literally almost killed me. And in the 3 years that I spent battling major depression, I was put on almost every antidepressant that's out there, right? Every anti-anxiety drug that's out there. I had like bottles and bottles and bottles of pills, drugged to the hilt. But not a single doctor ever bothered to ask me like real questions about my diet or what I was eating or whether I was getting enough sleep or exercise or if I was getting the right nutrients, right? There was nothing that paid attention to my physical self. It was all just take more drugs. And when I look back at that time in my life, I know that I wasn't doing the right things, right? I wasn't taking care of myself physically at all. I was a college student. And I'm not saying that was the only factor, but it was definitely a big one. Suffice to say, I really do think that if you are a health rebel, you do not believe that any health issues, no matter what your health issue is, it's never happening in a vacuum. You see the connection between everything. You understand that mental health and physical health are intrinsically tied together. And you want the total package, right? You want overall health, mental health, physical health, the whole shebang. So that's the fifth sign. The sixth big sign, it's a hard word to say when you have a retainer in, the sixth big sign that you are probably a health rebel is that you are pretty frustrated with the state of medicine in this country and maybe even with your own doctor or your own medical care, right? Maybe you like your doctor, but you're also like, maybe, right? They could be super nice, but maybe they're also like, not digging in, right? I've had doctors that I like that can be nice people, but I also feel like they're just missing the whole big picture. And so maybe you hate the fact that those appointments feel like going basically to a fast food restaurant, right? It's like, quick, what do you got? Why, like, what's the symptom? How can I help you? Here's your pill, right? And it's almost this like, why did I even bother, right? Why is my doctor not like asking more questions? And it probably bothers you if your doctor doesn't seem like they're taking the time to look at the big picture or to ask those kind of questions that are going to get to the root issues rather than just whipping out their prescription pad and prescribing yet another pill. You don't want to talk about just the symptoms. You don't want to deal with the symptoms one at a time or be sent to one specialist after another when it's clear that nobody's actually paying attention to all of the symptoms as a whole. And so what you want as a health rebel is health care, not disease care. Or maybe you've been done with that for a while, right? Maybe you've already switched to a functional health medicine doctor, one who does look at the whole picture, at what you're eating and your stressors and how all the different symptoms are adding up together. If so, I would say you are definitely a health rebel, right? Because that's kind of a big sign. When you start to realize like, ooh, modern medicine is not made to approach health the way that I believe it should be approached, which is to look at the whole picture. Being frustrated with the state of medical care, that's the sixth sign. And last but not least, the final sign, are you ready for this one? This is real feisty. Final sign that you're probably firmly on this health rebel path is that you no longer believe the government has your best interest at heart and that, or that they're actually fighting for your health and well-being, right? You're like, government, you ain't got my back. You watch the COVID debacle. You watch the draconian efforts to suppress basically anything the government deemed misinformation, right? All of that, even though this is the part that kills me, right? All this like so-called misinformation everywhere that has now been proven to be true and accurate. How are we supposed to be educated about things if we can't, if we're not allowed to do research because everything's being labeled as misinformation, even when it's true? And so you're like, yeah, big red flags there, right? All of these big concerns that were brought up about the safety of vaccines and COVID treatments, right? All of those have been proven now to have been true, right? It's all come out because you can't hide it forever. You can't suppress the data forever, even though they've tried really hard. And so now all this stuff that has come out, it was basically all true. They lied over and over and over and over again. And then not only that, they shut down the schools and the businesses for years, destroying people's livelihoods, harming an entire generation of kids for no reason. And then we watched as the CDC refused to approve alternative treatments, like things like vitamin D, right? Hydrochloroquine, which I cannot say when I have this in, ivermectin, drugs that are actually known to be totally safe and almost 100% effective, while at the same time incentivizing doctors to push highly dangerous treatments, things like remdesivir and ventilators, which had literally a devastating mortality rate, right? There's very few people I know who don't know somebody who was put in the hospital and put on remdesivir or put on a ventilator that and didn't make it through COVID. And that's why. And we watched that, right? We had to watch that. We had to watch people that we weren't allowed to go visit and watch this whole thing happen. And I'm angry about it. I'm angry about it years later because there was this lack of transparency. And so you can't, like, I don't feel like you can watch that if you're really paying attention. You couldn't watch that whole thing over these last couple of years and have any conclusion except that the government is not fighting for you, right? Whatever they're doing out there, it is not fighting for you. There are policies that are dictated by special interests. It's all about protecting big food. It's all about protecting big pharma. It's not about you. It's not about we the people. And it sucks. And you know it sucks. And I know it sucks, right? It makes me so mad. And I hope that it makes you mad. But if you're a health rebel, it probably does make you mad, right? But it has also at the same time made you way more aware of what to watch out for, right? You're way more skeptical. You're like, yep, red flags are up. I'm not just going to take it on blind trust anymore. Because now you don't take things at face value. Now you question everything. And that, at the end of the day, right, that's it. That's the crux of the whole matter. The fact that you are questioning things and that you see it and that you question it, that is what makes you a health rebel. So there you have it. That's it, right? That's what makes you a health rebel. If you want to know whether you're a health rebel, ask yourself this, am I questioning it or am I taking everything at face value? That's the difference. That's the difference between somebody who's a health rebel and somebody who's not. You no longer trust big food, big pharma, big media. You're done with dieting. You're interested in overall wellness, not just weight loss. You believe that whole foods are better than the processed stuff. You see the connection between mental health and physical health. You're frustrated with the current state of medical care in this country. And you no longer believe that the government has your best interest in mind. And that makes you question everything. And maybe you didn't agree with every single one of these, but if there was something that resonated with you, right? If there was more than one that resonated with you, then I would say you're probably well on your way. It's a rabbit hole. So welcome to the club. You're in good company. And I think you're going to like it here. That's all I have to say. And that is all I have for you today. This episode actually went way longer than I thought it was going to, but I do hope that it gave you some good food for thought. And if you know somebody who would like it or who could benefit from it or who feels like they're a health rebel too, send them a link or share it on social media. And then I will see you back here very soon for another new episode.